looking at a series of messages entitled Traveling, because that's what a lot of people like to do during the summer is travel. But we are looking at more than just the travel experiences we do, like going down to Disneyland or taking a trip to New York or something like that. We're looking at the traveling we do in life and discovering God's roadmap for us. And so we have looked to see how God has designed and planned out that life for us and the people that he has traveling with us. But today we're going to look at another aspect of traveling. And if you want to relate it to the trips we take, we might say, well, it's the traveling we experience when, you know, we find out there's some detours, when, you know, plans change, or maybe when there's a breakdown in the car, or maybe when our flight has been delayed, all things that we weren't planning on, but they happen and they cause some frustration. Well, those same delays and detours and breakdowns happen in our life as well. Let's see what God's road is for us when we experience those kinds of troubles. Now, to do this, we've been looking at the life of King David from the Old Testament. And we have seen how God called him to be the next king and trained him up. But today we're going to see some of the detours, breakdowns, and delays he had on that road and the perspective and the lessons that he learned. So we've been referring to some of the Psalms that David wrote as he reflects on his life. And the verses that we have before us today are from Psalm 31. Where David writes after he was just recounting all the troubles he has had. But I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. I grew up in the Midwest, and we had a saying back there that went like this. Well, there are two seasons in the year, winter and road construction. And that's kind of true, I think, just about everywhere, that there is road construction that goes on, right? Now, sometimes it's just a little bit of construction, and you might find that there's just a lane that's closed on the freeway, and so you have to edge over for a little bit. But sometimes we see where a whole road can be shut down. And so you have to go off in a completely new direction, and it might be for a couple of miles before you get back on the course you wanted. Of course, there are always those other traffic interruptions that happen too, those accidents and breakdowns that cause there to be some detours. But in life, we experience detours as well. Things that we were planning to do, things that we were hoping would happen, maybe don't happen. There's some interruptions that take place. And maybe through it all, we wonder, well, where is God working? Where is God? And what's going on in all of this? So with our first travel experience this morning, let's talk about the detours we experience. And by that, I mean some of the changes that come along the way. Let's take a look at the life of David. Now, you recall that David, as a young man, was already picked by the Lord to be the next king of Israel. And he was anointed by Samuel the prophet to be the next king. Now, you would think that if the Lord says, you're the next king, and the prophet anoints you to be that, and then you go into training by working in the palace, you would think, well, this is a pretty clear, straight, and smooth path to the kingship. Not. And that happens with us sometimes too. We think things are going to be so clear and straight with my plans about how my life is going to go, but it doesn't turn out that way. Well, here's what happened with David. His predecessor, King Saul, did not want David to become king. He was jealous of David and all his accomplishments and the attention he was getting from people. And he wanted his own son to take over as king. So King Saul plots to kill David. And here's one way that he tried to do it. He has his daughter marry David with the thought, Now I am able to get into his house. Now I'm able to get into his family, and then I will have him killed. Well, that didn't work. So Saul tries another strategy. He sends David out into battle, some of the fiercest battles that Israel would face, with the thought, he's going to get killed. But it didn't happen. In all of those ways, Saul was trying to create some detours, and in fact, these were detours for David. When David realized what was going on, he was quite distraught, as anybody else would be, of course. How is it that the Lord tells me I'm going to be the king, but yet all this is going on to try to stop it? There was a time when David had a chance to take matters into his own hands and stop the craziness of Saul trying to kill him. The king had gone into a cave where David and his men were hiding, but he didn't know it. And he was just inches away from David, and David's men were urging him, kill him, kill him. But David would not retaliate against the king because he saw King Saul as the one whom the Lord had put in that position, and he would respect him, even though he had been creating a lot of detours in his life. It says this, David stayed in the wilderness strongholds and in the hills of the desert of Ziph. Day after day, Saul searched for him, but God did not give David into his hands. At one point, as Saul is chasing David and his men around the country, Saul was very close to actually capturing David. But the Lord created a detour for Saul this time. He allowed the Philistines to come and invade another part of Israel, so Saul had his responsibility as king to go and fight the Philistines. Thus, he gave up for a while on that pursuit of David. When David saw what was happening, he said, may the Lord value my life and deliver me from all trouble. You see, he saw how God was working to protect him, even though there was all these twists and turns in his pathway to the kingship. He knew that the Lord was going to protect him. Now, maybe those things seem kind of evident. Yeah, this is how God works. But what happens when things get even crazier? There was a time when David, in wanting to get away from Saul, found safety by living with his enemies. Since the Philistines were enemies of Israel, they weren't going to allow Saul to come into their territory, so David goes and lives in their territory. So God took what we might say was something bad and used it for good. And that's what God loves to do, to turn the bad into something good, making all things work for his will for us. But then there was another time when the good actually turned bad. And that happens too sometimes, right? In our detours. David, as I said, was living in the land with the Philistines, and sometimes he would and his men would go out to fight with the Philistines against their enemies. And one time when they did that, another enemy came and ransacked the town in which David and his families were living in. They captured all the wives and the kids and took all their possessions and carried them off. And when David and his men returned home from war, nobody was home and all their stuff was gone. Now, you would think you'd probably still have the support of your army behind you, right? Not. Listen to this. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Why did that Davis take us away from our families? Now look what happened. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. What would you do when even the people around you who you think are going to support you turn against you? Here's what David did. He found strength in the Lord his God. He simply trusted on God, and he took the next step. And they pursued those enemies and recaptured their family and all of their possessions. You see, God can work through the good and the bad and the twisted things and the detours to bring us his blessings. Well, King Saul finally died, and now David is publicly anointed to be the next king. So everything should be smooth, right? Not. Because only the people of southern Israel accepted David as king. The people in the north did not accept David as king. And so for 7.5 years, it's a divided kingdom, and there's like a civil war going on. Well, finally, Saul's son, who had become king, was killed, and David then is accepted as the king over all Israel. And it's written, in the past, the people are saying this, while Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel on their military campaigns. And the Lord said to you, you will shepherd my people Israel, and you will become their ruler. And so David became more and more powerful because the Lord God Almighty was with him. So, yeah, we experience some changes. Things don't always go the way we think they should. But God is always working. See, that's his strategy. Things won't always go our way, but things always go God's way. And God's way brings blessings. Let's say that statement together, please. Things don't always go our way, but they always go God's way. And God's way brings blessings. You see, God can take or make interruptions, changes, detours in our life and turn them into blessings. Or as some people like to say, he can make lemonade out of lemons. Now, how do we know that that's true? Because God says so. And because God does so. He will always bring us blessing. And so that's why in that psalm, when David was recounting all of his troubles, all the detours that he experienced in life, he said, but I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. Now, what's interesting about that little word, but, in the Hebrew, it's really the word and. And what David was saying was this. We have all these troubles going on in my life, and I'm scared, and I'm upset, and I'm worried, and I trust in you. You see, what David is admitting is that as sinners, we will worry, and we will have our fears. But as saints, as believers in God, we also have trust in our God who rules over all. So when you experience the changes, the interruptions in life, be like David and simply trust the Lord's will. Now, as I have been doing this summer, I've been giving you some exercises to do. And here's your first exercise for this week. Look back at your life and see some of the detours, some of the changes that have taken place, and see how the Lord was working his will to bless you. And let that encourage you more and more to trust in God. Now, when we do our traveling, it's not just detours that we might experience. There might also be some breakdowns, right? Car may overheat, battery might die, maybe you're going to get a flat tire. And then, of course, inevitably, there will also be that strange noise that we hear under the hood, and maybe the car is going to stop, and we don't know what's wrong. And so we have to figure out what's wrong and get some repairs. Well, in life, too, we have some breakdowns. Simply put, things just don't seem to be working right. That's the way it was for David. You know, now that he was king and now that the kingdom was united behind him, you might think, hey, everything should be going smooth, right? Not. Now we know from our own experience that not everybody in a country is going to support the leader. And David knew that was his case too. But you would at least expect support from your family. Not. One of David's six sons, Absalom, wanted to be king instead of his dad. Here's how it went down. In the course of time, Absalom, David's son, provided himself with a chariot and horses and with 50 men to run ahead of him. He would get up early and stand by the side of the road leading to the city gate. And whenever anyone came with a complaint to be placed before the king for a decision, Absalom would say to him, "Look, your claims are valid and proper, but there is no representative of the king to hear you." And then Absalom would add, "If only I were appointed judge in the land, then everyone who has a complaint or case could come to me, and I would see that they receive justice." Wow, what a politician, huh? Also, whenever anyone approached him to bow down before him, Absalom would reach out his hand and take hold of him and kiss him. And Absalom behaved in this way toward all the Israelites who came to the king asking for justice. And so he stole the hearts of the people of Israel. That just ain't right. That's not the way it was supposed to work. And that rebellion among his son, who was so conceited and built up so much power, became bigger and bigger that finally he proclaimed himself king and was ready to attack his father in Jerusalem. David, not wanting to bring war to his capital city, gathered his men together and fled the city. But the attack was put down, and Absalom was killed, which broke David's heart to have one of his own sons put to death. Perhaps this is why David in that psalm was praying, "Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love." Do you see what God was working during that breakdown? Just like when our cars break down, what do? Call AAA. So God provides that opportunity, that open door, for us to come to Him, to draw closer to Him, and to call on Him in our troubles. You know, sometimes the problems we face may seem very overwhelming. It might seem like we are being pushed way off course. But let those troubles push you closer to God. Understand that He is over all those things, and He will bring you the relief and the blessing that is best for you. So, in your troubles, whatever they might be, whatever breakdowns you might experience, whether it's with your finances, with your job, with your schooling, relationships, with your health, just when things are not going right, call upon the Lord. Call upon that God who loves you. But also understand this, that sometimes we bring the breakdowns in our life. With our own conceit and selfishness, we rebel, like Absalom, against God. When we gossip, when we criticize or put others down, when we act in ways that are purely selfish, when we're maybe driven by greed or materialism, when we are unfaithful to our promises, when we destroy our lives with substance abuse, whatever, the list can go on and on. We're bringing trouble into our life, but we're also rebelling against God and breaking that relationship. But God repairs. God repairs those breakdowns that are called sin. Because even when we are rebelling, He still loves us. The punishment, the trouble that we deserve for our sins, He's taken away. Because He has poured out all of that wrath and justice on Jesus instead of us. When Jesus was crucified, we were forgiven. And that debt we owe to God, that obedience, is not just erased, it's been paid. It's been fulfilled for us with Jesus and in his obedience. God credits all of that obedience of Jesus to us through our faith in him. And so now with a repaired relationship, you and I can live a life that shows forgiveness and faithfulness and selfless sacrifice to others. That's how God handles repairs in our life. Well, when we have a life now that's all patched up, we should think everything will be running just fine, right? Not. There are still troubles that come along. Sometimes when we're traveling, we experience delays. Maybe a flight is delayed, maybe there's a traffic jam, whatever it might be. Well, there are delays in life too, when things just don't seem to happen at the time we think they should. That was true for David too. Listen to this account. Everything now is fine. The rebellions are stopped. David is acknowledged as king, and it's a time of peace. After the king was settled in his palace and the Lord had given him rest from all of his enemies around him, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am, living in a house of cedar, while the ark of God remains in a tent." Nathan replied to the king, "Whatever you have in mind, go ahead and do it, for the Lord is with you." For hundreds of years, the house of God was simply a tent. It was called a tabernacle. It was what God had designed for his people to have with them as they were wandering around and finally settling the land. David, now living in a beautiful palace, thinks it's time for God to have a better looking house. And he drew up plans to build a temple for the Lord. Godly plans, a godly project. But God said no. God didn't want David to be the one to build that temple, in part because David had been a man of war. He wanted a man of peace to build that house of peace. So instead of David building that temple, it was delayed. So his son Solomon would build it instead. God has a strategy for delays too. And that's what David perhaps was referring to in that psalm when he said, "I trust in you, Lord. I say you are my God. My times are in your hands." My times. Every step, every second of our life is in God's hands. Those powerful hands that created this wonderful world and created you. Those hands that so selflessly sacrificed to serve. Those hands that were stretched out and pierced to bring you forgiveness. Those hands that still hold you and guide you. Your life is in those hands. In other words, everything will run according to God's design. So when you experience some delays, when things don't seem to be going according to the time you had wanted them to, simply trust and accept God's timing. Things won't always go according to the timeline that we have, but it will always run according to God's timeline. Sometimes his answers to our prayers may sound like a no, but maybe they're just a not yet. And here's the second exercise for you now. Look at your life and see when there's been some delays in things, and see how God has used his timing in perfect ways. This weekend, our band leader, Vaughn, was married. And so whenever there's a wedding, I kind of reflect on my own, you know, wedding and marriage. And I got married kind of late in life. I had a wonderful bachelorhood. It was till age 37. Now, it lasted that long because I had a lousy pickup line. You can't go up to women and say, "Hi, I'm a pastor. Would you like to date?" Doesn't work. But in that delay, God was preparing a beautiful mate for me. And though I got married late in life, I have a perfect mate. You see, just wait for God's timing. So in our travels, we will experience some wonderful things, but there will also be some troubles that come along too. But when you experience some detours, look for the blessings. When things break down, trust God for a blessing. And when you find things are delayed, remember God has packed some blessings for you. Simply trust. Happy travels.